sweet, sweet time before going down that road again. I was engaged to be married to an awesome man at one point who unfortunately passed away. We had some major challenges in our relationship in the beginning, but we overcame them and eventually bonded. He was deeply in love with me and I him. I do know what it takes to get a man to fall for you to the point where he wants you to walk down the aisle toward him. After a number of dating failures, I finally discovered a number of revelations that have completely changed my perspective about men and dating. I am now successfully dating again, all on my own terms, and confident that my next life partner or soulmate is going to walk into my life exactly at the right time. That's a big change from being curled up in my bed, depressed, and having pity parties because I thought no one cared about me. As soon as I began implementing the ideas that I lay out in this book into my dating life, I noticed that men began to flock around me. I became the chooser instead of feeling as if I needed to work harder to get chosen. I'm writing this guide now because I'm very concerned about the relations between heterosexual men and women. The new trend is to find a friends with benefits and pretend that your feelings and emotions don't really matter on a day-to-day basis. I call BS on the idea of friends with benefits, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. It seems that there is more and more of a bitter divide between men and women, but I believe it is fixable. The marriage rate is declining across the board, which some think is just a sign of progression or evolution.